Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 31, 1805. A Startled Indian. Traveling down the Lemhi River, Clark is retracing some of his former steps. In his map sketches, he uses dotted lines to indicate his route, and this leads to confusion as it is difficult to tell which lines represent which day's course. Having traveled down the Lemhi River once already to have a look at the Salmon River, then back up the Lemhi River to meet Lewis, this is the third time Clark has covered this terrain. Today he writes,
"A fine morning. Set out before sunrise. As we passed the lodges at which place I had encamped for 3 nights and left 2 men. Those 2 men joined us, and we proceeded on in the same route I had descended the 21st instant. Halted 3 hours on Salmon Creek to let our horses graze. The wind hard from the southwest. I met an Indian on horseback who fled with great speed to some lodges below, and informed them that the enemies were coming down armed with guns. The inhabitants of the lodge undeceived him. We proceeded on the road on which I had descended as far as the first run below, and left the road and proceeded up the run in a tolerable road 4 miles, and encamped in some old lodges at the place the road leaves the creek and ascends the high country. 6 Indians followed us, 4 of them the sons of our guide. Our hunters killed 1 deer, a goose, and prairie fowl. This day warm and sultry. Prairies are open valleys on fire in several places. The country is set on fire for the purpose of collecting the different bands, and a band of the Flatheads to go to the Missouri where they intend passing the winter near the Buffalo. Proceeded on 22 miles today, 4 miles of which up a run. Captain William Clark, August 31, 1805.
Several times over the last few days, Clark has mentioned that the Indians are assembling and planning to travel east to the Missouri River and the Buffalo. Winter is approaching, and it seems a strange time to be traveling over the mountains, but today Clark clarifies that they plan to stay all winter hunting. Game is very scarce west of the Continental Divide, and winter in the mountains is very severe, so the Indians traditionally migrate east in this season. Tomorrow, the Indians leave.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.